You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Joe on the email says he's a Xennial, like Nick and Puss. Old enough to remember using a Sears catalog to take care of business, getting nude pics on a 3.5-inch floppy disk, and the Netscape web browser.
Kids today, they got U-porn.
He had cooler friends than I did. I don't remember getting anything on a floppy disk.
Painting the walls.
When did U-porn come to be?
I don't know, but...
Not soon enough.
Past 5-7 years, maybe?
Oh, it's longer than that.
I don't know. It seems like it. It probably was about 10 years, yeah. 10 years of happy, happy, joy, joy.
That's a Ren and
That's
Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy say, yeah.
By the way, I saw the source of your Ren and Stimpy story was Entertainment Weekly, and I sent those guys $75 about 3 or 4 months ago.
Still don't get it?
I haven't heard a thing.
All right.
Thieves.
Well, they might be... not at the office.
Remember your post? Yeah, they're not. They're not anymore, right? It's funny because I we're moving, so I had to cancel some utilities and move them over. And I'm on the phone yesterday, and one of them said all of our operators are working remotely now. And also I rang a bell because I just talked to somebody from a local power company. And I swear there was like a kid in the background screaming, and I heard like doors shutting. I'm thinking, this is weird, because usually it's a call center.
Yes,
but they're all at home,
right?
And she was fine. She handled business, but then I heard a kid go, "Ah!" And they go, "What am I? Who am I calling here?
Yeah.
Can you cancel this?
Get the right place."
But we keep forgetting, since we're here every day, that nobody's at work. I mean, stores, restaurants that are open.
Yeah, but
white collar guys aren't at work.
Nobody's going to the office.
No.
That's the thing. It's the white collar guys that aren't going to work. Everybody else is.
I had to go to the bank for a mortgage situation last week. You can't get in, but my banker and the table I was sitting in had a big plastic thing, and they sat across from us. There was a little hole you can slide the papers, so you have to sign.
Yeah.
But they had just been back to work like a week in the studio. In the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were at home for 5 months.
They call it a studio, too.
Everything's a studio to me, right? Everything's a studio to me.
Well, that may be the way of the future. That may be how companies save a lot on real estate.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They don't need an office.
Well, especially those kind of offices, right. I mean, I think
there's going to be a little bounce back.
A little bit.
I think there's going to be a little backlash, but it's certainly not going back to full time in the office.
Not for a long time.
No.
No.
I don't think ever.
No, but if you got a small place and you're working from home, that's just got to drive you nutty.
Oh. Well, like I said, this woman's answering a phone, and she's taking my information down, and she probably has a computer, a phone, peanut butter sandwich sitting next to her, as a kid screaming.
I mean, if you're lucky, you have an office.
I expect her to turn out and say, "Shut up!"
You would.
As long as it's not followed by a smack.
U-porn from 06, by the way. Launched in August of 06.
All right.
So it's almost the anniversary.
Launch is the key word, too. We've been launching it since then.
14 years of U-porn.
Yeah, these kids, they don't know how good they got it. Although, also bad. Because I remember telling my son, "I don't know what you're doing." Of course, I know what he's doing. I said, "But that's not real."
Oh, shit.
That's got to be overwhelming.
That's all you can tell them, because I remember my first porno was in a theater. I was 16.
Yeah, we never got to talk from our dad, though, about the porn.
No, because
it wasn't as prevalent.
Well, it wasn't in the house. I mean, there were magazines, Playboy. My dad had Playboys I used to steal. And
Penthouse.
Yeah, but my first porn movie, first time I ever saw a actual sex act, I was 15. I might have been 15, because I wasn't driving. My buddy was 17. He had a car. And we went to the theater, and we got in. Now, this is really old school, because it was porn theaters. And the stuff on the screen, to me, was like, oh, my God. That's going to happen? I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy
that
stuff.
That goes there?
Stuff I can't even describe on the air, because it's illegal to say it on the air. But we all know what it is. I'm thinking, that's going to happen someday.
No, it's not.
Well, no, this one did a bunch of times. The scene I saw. But the kids today, it's just on their phone.
Oh, yeah, they can bring it up whenever they want.
Porn, sure. porn is not relationships, is not love, and it's all that stuff. And it's all that stuff you have to have the conversation
kids now
about.
Are seeing stuff that's not going to happen.
No, oh, yeah, definitely not going to happen.
That,
right.
That's never going to happen.
Right, right.
Unless you go to the romantic porn.
That's generally not the first
stop. Do you think teenage boys are going to romantic porn?
I don't know. I think they'll settle for anything.
No. Yeah. Romantic porn is still porn, though, Todd. Yeah. And those and the girls are gorgeous.
Yes, but if
yeah, there's no chunky lazy eyes in there.
Oh, like my son's hoping my wife and I split up so we can get a stepsister.
Yes.
I don't think he's gone as deep. I haven't really had that conversation with my son, but
well,
I don't think
I
he's gone as deep.
Him. I never
as
caught I have, him.
He didn't know what scissoring came up the other day. Oh, he didn't know what scissoring was. Right, I'm like, okay, I don't think he's gone too deep.
Or he doesn't know what it's called.
It came up a conversation.
Yeah.
Or did you bring it
well,
up?
Well, you know, we're out drinking beers and, you know.
Was it in the title of the clip?
All the kids are around for talking about it. Yeah, sometimes he's around for adult conversations.
Right.
I didn't bring up a clip and show it.
No, my kids are around.
But that's where he got
that. My kids have heard more adult conversations.
You know, that's totally where he got that. Susie and Jenny Scissor. That was the name of the clip.
Yep. Well, no, he wasn't aware of it.
Susie and Jenny Scissor, whatever, I like that.
Yeah. He's just looking at dudes going at it. Making grandpa proud.
You ain't watching grandpa porn, are you? Which is even weirder saying it that way. Stuff your grandpa likes. Right. I wouldn't care. Just be happy.
Was on this date in 1914, the first electric traffic lights were installed in Cleveland, Ohio.
So it was 2 hours later, somebody's like, go, what are you doing?
Somebody's bitching. Look up at the light, you dumbass.
Oh, no, Oklahoma City was the first parking meters.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Oklahoma City had the first traffic lights. No, parking meters.
Don't you remember? Remember the good old days when people paid attention to the traffic lights?
That's before phones.
Instead of looking down at their damn phone.
Yeah, you would have to be drifting at the radio or maybe looking at somebody in the old days. Now it's the phone.
And I also have a much quicker trigger on the horn.
So do I.
If you're the first guy at the green light and you're just sitting there.
Especially left turn lanes because they last 5 seconds.
Yes.
Four cars can get through if you're lucky. Yeah.
And if I can see your head looking down, right. I know you're looking at your phone. Move along.
Yep.
Come on.
No, I don't even do that anymore.
I don't
rage at all.
I don't get out.
I suggest Jenny and Susie scissoring and you will rage.
I don't get out and start swinging fists or anything, but I'll beep the horn. Like,
all it takes is one honk of the horn, and the guy's going to jump out with his 9mm.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
That's what I sing. I get out of the car and sing that.
Just put your dukes up.
Close your door, walk over to this car, and go.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
They laugh, everybody's happy, and you move on.
And you've missed the next light.
Nick just went.
You that clip? We didn't play that clip.
We didn't. I have it right here.
It reminded you of.
I have it right here.
About guys yelling at each other and laughing.
Right. He went all boomer, by the way, what with the phrase "put your dukes up."
Right.
Put your dukes up. Put them up. Put them up.
So this is an incident. I forget where it is offhand, but guys,
describe it.
In his truck, a guy's in his truck, and then there's another guy who is walking in the road, and somehow these two guys get into it, and the guy that you hear actually doing most of the griping and talking is the guy that was walking in the road. It ends amusingly to us, at least.
The road, aren't you?
Get out of the truck! Get out of the truck, little lady!
No, I'm good.
See, because you know you lose.
How do I lose?
Because I will beat your into the ground all day long.
That's kind of gay, isn't it?
I will beat your dude. Hop out.
So they both end up laughing. They're both laughing at this point because of what the guy had just said. He can't. He like, really? I just said
I'll beat you to the ground.
No.
Oh.
No, the other side.
Oh, that's why he said it's kind of gay anyway, right?
Yes.
He says dink. Okay, got it.
Yes, that.
I'll beat your dink into the ground.
Yes.
It's kind of gay.
I thought the phrase there was in the dirt.
Well, yeah.
In the dirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, man, it was the heat of battle.
Let's hear it again with the word dink in your brain.
Wow, that goes without saying.
Yeah. The road, aren't you?
Get out of the truck! Get out of the truck, little lady!
No, I'm good.
See, because you know you lose.
How do I lose?
Because I will beat your into the ground all day long.
That's kind of gay, isn't it?
I will beat your
I will beat your effing.
Yeah.
So into the ground all day long.
So the video actually shows the walking guy just start laughing, and he just walks off. He's like, I got nothing.
You got to share that push. You
can find I should have said ass. Send that over to me, Craig.
The video I have to find. I don't know where that
is. Well, let's get it on the social media. That's great.
Yeah.
All day long. He does say it that way, too. And he realized how stupid he sounds, like when I do this.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
And I tried to get my voice real high like hers.
And if I heard it correctly, the second time he said it, he didn't even offer up a prepositional phrase.
No.
I'll just beat your dink.
Right.
That's all he said.
Yeah, the second time around, it was effing things.
Yeah, first it was in the ground, and then it was just beating it.
Yeah. Well, I understand the rage thing, Todd, because... We get recognized, and I don't want to be the guy, hey, Tyler, flip me off at the red light.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But I know what push means when somebody has their head down a little bit at a left, mainly a left turn.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to get through if this guy don't, somebody did just a
boop, boop, just a real quick. I'm not flipping him.
And
I'm not
away with it either. It's like,
you got about a 3-second window.
Okay. And then you'll just give him a little staccato one. You won't lay on the horn.
That's more aggressive.
I do if I'm 5 cars back, maybe.
Just enough to give them to grab their attention, make them go, oh,
and then they glance, like, oh, and they move, right.
And most of the time, you even kind of get a little wave, like, sorry, bad.
Sorry. Don't beat my dink into the ground.
I wanted to honk at somebody this morning, but it was turning left, and we had a green light, and they weren't even in the intersection at all. So when it turns yellow, they at least could have gone. And
right.
I'm like, oh, maybe we'll all be able to squeeze through here. But there was a car in between. So I didn't want to honk because then I think the person in front of me would have thought I was honking at them. But it's for the other car. They suck.
No, the guy turning left has to be in the middle of the road, so he makes it.
Yeah.
That's the law. You're supposed to be out there. You're not supposed to stay back.
Yeah, they just stayed back.
Right.
Oh, you asshole.
Sorry, sir. That honk was meant for that guy.
Yeah. I've done that. Beep, beep. No, that guy.
But, not you. Not you.
Yeah, you're just leaning out your window, Ace Ventura style, going, not you. Him.
This city with that guy, not you.
I want to get one of those Calvin peeing stickers and then have him peeing on the word cuck so nobody messes with me.
They won't.
Nope.
Kayla Kibbe at Inside Hook writes that whatever dating app you use, Hinge, Tinder, Bumble, The League, OkCupid, if you write your own bio, she has given us things not to write. She says that she doesn't necessarily know what you should write, but she knows what you should not write.
Long walks on the beach, love dogs, that kind of crap.
Cliche stuff.
Cliche.
For instance.
I'm kind of sad.
Right.
For instance. And not all that. So these are some of the words, phrases, and sometimes just general ideas that you should leave out, men should leave out of their dating app bios, according to Kayla Kibbe.
Men for women, got it. Okay.
The word dong.
Now keep in mind, these are dating things and guys are trying to be cute.
Of course they are.
She says, don't put in that you are fluent in sarcasm.
Oh.
Or any mention of sarcasm at all.
Yeah.
People think it makes them sound smart and a little edgy. It doesn't. It makes you sound like everyone else.
Right. It does.
Also, claiming to be sarcastic doesn't mean you are sarcastic. If you're fluent in sarcasm, write something sarcastic.
Yeah. Like, nice picture.
And she goes on to say that people often confuse sarcasm with just being mean.
By the way, you can't type out sarcasm. Since social media is big now, you can't do that.
Right. So if you really think sarcasm is important to your personality, make sure that you aren't just being mean, she says.
You're right. I've erased so many tweets in the past year or so before I printed them because sarcasm doesn't work written down.
No, it comes across mean.
And I'm thinking I could say this exact same thing tomorrow morning on the radio and get my point across. If I type that out, it's not going to work.
Doesn't translate.
Not at all.
Well, yeah, I texted you over the break. I don't know if you saw it, but Greg Warren.
Yes.
Our buddy Greg tweeted out.
Good point.
He tweeted out a screenshot of his negative COVID test.
Right.
And he said, just for you ladies, in case any of the you ladies have been holding back because of this.
Right.
And I so wanted to retweet it and just say, or trannies.
Exactly. But we have to know the subject. On the air, we can say that because he kissed a tranny once.
It doesn't translate to Twitter.
Right.
And I didn't want somebody going, well, you're transphobic.
Right.
No, it's a bit. Right. He made out with a tranny.
Right. And he said he didn't, but still,
but
I love that.
That really makes no difference.
Yeah, that part just...
The truth is unimportant here.
Perfect.
He
that's
did
a
it.
Perfect example of something you can't.
And I just had to walk away. It's like, oh, damn it.
Kayla also says that you should not write in your dating profile that you are an alpha male.
Oh, God.
She says the phrase alpha male is one of the most glaring red flags a dating app bio can contain to alert a woman that the man is most likely a raging misogynist who has internalized far more than his share of toxic masculinity.
And don't be around him when his college team loses either.
Right.
No. That guy's probably got flags flying
who
out the back.
Who would say
of
I'm an alpha male
truck
to a chick?
Apparently, a lot of people do.
Oh my God, that just makes you. Then you even know you're more of an alpha.
Well,
you're the most raging kind of alpha.
They must. There must be
like
a percentage of women that go for that. I don't know.
I like
well,
the
real alpha male wouldn't even have to say that.
Yeah.
They just display. They would just be that guy.
Yeah. I only hit you on Tuesdays. That's what he said. See, that's something I couldn't tweet out.
Right, you can't. She also says don't put the word adventures in your bio. She says it's vague and overplayed. Be more specific. Or really, she says, be honest. You don't want to go out on an adventure. You want to go on a few dates that are decent enough that you both agree to just keep doing until you either get married or one of you stops responding to the other one's text.
Let's go hiking. Then I'll bang you later in the car.
Okay.
Sold.
Yeah.
Okay, well. I knew the way. See, if I say it that way, it sounds more attractive. Right?
Yeah, right.
Writing it out sounds weird.
Bring a blanket and we'll do it right there on the trail.
There you go.
That's adventurous.
She says, don't use the word wanderlust.
Oof.
She says, the only people legally allowed to use the word wanderlust are girls under the age of 15. And even then, they should be deeply ashamed of having done so with no more than 3 years. If you are not a girl under the age of 15, do not put the word wanderlust in your dating app bio. If you're a girl under 15, you're not supposed to be on dating apps yet.
I'll defend guys. How are they supposed to catch a girl's attention? What are you supposed to write?
I've already addressed this.
So
she doesn't say what you're supposed to write.
Okay.
She's,
all right.
There's 1,000 articles about what you can write.
Okay, I like
and
this.
We've mentioned this.
I like the list. Don't get me wrong, Craig.
Right. We're not switching lists in the middle.
Let's suppose that you do like to travel. I mean, that's a cliche. So you don't use the wanderlust word.
Yeah,
say I like to travel.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know. I like to go to new places. Well, once again, I don't know what to say. I'm only regurgitating what she says to not say. Yeah.
And if you want to sweeten it up a little, Todd, say, I like to travel, and I'll pay for you to go with me.
Right.
Yeah. I want to travel into your pants.
There you
or
go.
That.
See, if you type that out, it sounds creepy, but if you say it, it sounds sexy.
Really lay on the line.
I like to travel into your pants. Yeah, I think a chick would fall for that.
Once.
That's all you need.
Yep.
And here's one that Nick kind of brought up. She says, do not put in proud dog dad.
Don't do that.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't have a picture of the dog in the photo either. And I've seen those.
I
like a dog. I got a dog. Don't worry about it.
I tend not to do that, though, because I am not the father of that dog.
Well, you're also not on a dating site.
That terminology has always bugged me.
Yeah.
A dog mommy or a dog daddy. I hate it.
Or fur babies or whatever.
Yeah.
I've had a kid. I've had a dog. Not the same.
I was born of a jackal. Can I write that down? That means you're the devil, though. If you do that,
it is not the same.
That'd be pretty badass.
No, kids and dogs are not the same.
Don't call that dog your kid.
Nope.
It's not.
Nope.
You can't put a kid in the kennel and leave for 8 hours.
Nope.
That's called child endangerment.
No, I understand if you don't want kids, that's fine, but don't say these are my kids because they're not, because I have a dog and I got kids and the dog's easier.
Not the same.
Are you getting it braces and worried about its education?
Nope. Although I did spend $3,000 on a new hip for my dog.
Well, we are worried about the education. Yeah. We got to take him to class every now and then. Now, Kayla says nobody cares how proud you are to be a dog dad.
Nope.
She says she would be somewhat more intrigued by someone who said that they were an ashamed dog dad. She also says partner in crime. Don't use that. Also, she says looking for the Pam to my gym.
Oh, it's an office reference.
Don't use that.
No.
She says, or any other reference to The Office. Being really into The Office has been played out for so long that even being really into The Office, ironically, is played out.
So basically, just don't be a cliche jackass.
Can you list a couple that really shouldn't be, like a horrible couple? You know, can
looking
you be
for
my,
the Bonnie to my Clyde.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nancy to my Sid.
Be my Nicole to my OJ.
Ooh.
That's an Alpha Male reference right there.
Yikes.
She says that any mention of The
Office.
I think
in the late 90s that would have worked. Not now so much. That's an old reference. Mm-hmm.
She said, Kayla says that any reference to The Office is, a handy warning sign that the person who wrote the profile is just the most basic kind of human being.
You can't be that.
Yeah.
Great show, though. I love that show.
Right. I want to be your Woody. I'll be your Woody to you.
Soon Yi.
Juliet Harris.
Oh. Oh, Lewis. Woody Harris. Okay, Woody. Who?
Natural Born Killer.
Oh, okay. Ah. How are you going to go?
Mickey
Woody
and
Allen and Soon Yi.
Yeah.
I'll be your great uncle. Call me your great uncle.
I want to adopt you first.
call me stepdad.
Okay.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.